Hello and welcome to I Hear a New World in association with theskinny.co.uk. And this is episode number 7, October 2008. And it's the second part of our Fence Collective, or Fence Records, special. And we've got loads of brilliant tunes for you today. Couple more from Rosie Plain's new album, another Pictures Trail one, and several from King Crea. So let's kick off with one that if you've ever had a couple of heavy nights on a Friday and Saturday, even maybe a Sunday, or even if just something happened over the weekend that you'd rather not talk about, I think you'll be able to relate. This is called Don't Ask Me How My Weekend Went. Oh, and look out for just after it, there'll be an extract from an interview I did with Kenny Anderson, aka King Creosote, and the Pictures Trail for last month's Skinny magazine, which you can still read at theskinny.co.uk.
Don't ask me how my weekend went. I've strayed again. I woke up worried and I woke up blurry eyed with my radio so quiet that I hadn't known ecstatic dreams all night. I lay there for an hour, my heart filled up with gloom. No amount of not even reading the dullest books you scattered around my room could help me up outside myself, help me out of bed, not help me back to sleep so I could start this day again. Start this day again without the menace of a strange head on my pillow. I know I'm not mistaken for a friend. Don't ask me how my weekend went. Worried and I woke up with a throat so dry, this room too dark, too weird to find, let alone believe the time. And I wished with all my guilt a sodden heart last night's waltz had been the glue to bind us through the small hours, party powders. Yet here I am, I'm not sure where, worse for wear, there's no escape. And not my dancing partner barred the windows, locked the gates, and you'll be scouring nearby streets. Oh Lord, a stranger looks to wake. I make small talk with a no one, she's mistaken for a friend. And don't ask me how my weekend went.
Thank you. Kenny, you know, when you did your album, Casey Rules OK, you had to promote that for a long time, didn't you? Was that... Sorry, I know you're eating.
No, this thing tastes like a mix between, Christmas and Burns Night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, try it, it's absolutely bonkers.
I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Is it... What is it?
Well, it's like Reggie Haggis. Oh, it's Reggie Haggis, but it's got a Christmassy sauce.
Christmas sauce.
It's an amazing mixture of...
I never normally get this in.
Gotta live a little. Gotta try these
Christmas
things.
And Burns Night.
It's party time. I feel like I've had enough already. Can't quite get hold of it. Just trying to record it. Recording myself eating is very strange.
Well, after Casey Rules OK, I was still recording at home. So I did... What did I do in between? I did an album called Waltzer.
And you did I Love Lo-Fi.
I did an album called I Love Lo-Fi. Mm. But then I didn't feel like I didn't want to detract from anything, so I kept them back. Mm. But then a lot of Waltzer became Bombshell. I took, not the best of, but... And I didn't want to do another album that was just a rehash of the past. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm always paranoid about new songs, so I wanted to pick on... Well, basically, Bombshell's a mixture of songs that were meant to have gone on Casey Rules OK. I just did a switch at the last minute, because the earlys, basically, I took their ear instead of the label ear, and they were like, fuck them, do what you want. I was like, all right. So that was a bit of a... But there was there was an alternative sort of song list, or at least half of a song list. It's about three or four songs that should have been, and were meant to have been done for Casey Rules OK. So I thought, you know what? I should really, just to curry favour a bit, I'll do those as well as a load of brand new things.
Yeah, cool.
But so yeah, Bombshell's kind of two-thirds untried and untested. But I did have recordings of them at home, and then after Bombshell, or during Bombshell, I was working on, I suppose, that Vulcans album. I'd done about three or four songs, half done them. And then when I got off tour in February, I was like, I'm sick of doing gigs, I want to record again. So I just bashed out that Vulcans. So I just record all the time. I never know quite where I'm going to end up though. And I'm not that fussy where I'm going to end up.
Thank you.
That was Houston Tharoul from King Creosote, aka Kenny Anderson. And you heard there in between the two songs by him, an interview that I did with him and Johnny Lynch, aka The Pictures Trail. That was done at the Scottish Scullery in Edinburgh, and you can hear that he was actually eating some of their wonderful fare at the time of the interview, and you also heard me faffing about trying to eat a bit of that as well. Now, that song is from the album They Flock Like Vulcans to See Old Jupiter Eyes on His Home Craters. Now, I can't... The amount of times I've had to say that, I said it on the last podcast as well, and yet I still can't seem to remember it. Houston Tharoul, it's a bit more experimental, but different. And also, Don't Ask Me How My Weekend Went. That's actually from a different album called Love Plus Hate Equals Hate, and that's with HMS Jennifer, who's another Fence artist. Now, we don't know yet when that's coming out, so basically check www.fencerecords.com, which is a brilliant website. There's a great message board and community on there, and that, but they're updated regularly with more information. You can also buy loads of Fence stuff from the website. Now, we're going to go with the latest signing, Rosie Plain, and this is from her new album. This is called Stolen Shark. Playing there with Stolen Shark from her new album Inside Over Here, which is officially released on the 5th of October, I believe. And there's actually, if you're in the Bristol area, there's a special Fence Weekend going on this weekend. And unfortunately, you might be listening to this a little bit later, but it's the 5th of October that she's doing a gig at the Cube Cinema in Bristol. So yeah, sorry, the album's out on the 6th of October. So basically, you can still buy it. If you listen to this just before that, you can actually buy it on the Fence website for a little bit cheaper. But it's a brilliant album. We've got one more coming up from that in a minute. Now, at the recent Fence Club in Edinburgh, she did a gig, a joint gig with the Pictures Trail, and that was one of the best songs. It was just really stood out as an amazing track live. And the Pictures Trail was doing backing vocals on that, and likewise she helped out with a couple of his songs. So let's go with Into the Smoke, one of the best songs from his album Secret Sounds Volume 1.
I went into the smoke, I thought that you would wait outside. I went into the smoke, I thought that you would wait outside for a while. Oh, oh, oh. I went into the smoke, I thought that you would wait outside. Hands over my throat, I coughed, I saw you from the side of my eye. Oh, oh, to the smoke, I thought that you would wait outside. My hands over my throat, I coughed, I saw you from the side. Outside.
I Hear a New World, Fence Collective Special.
So there we have it. You had The Pictures Trail with Into the Smoke and the wonderful Roof Rook Crook Crow from, I'm having trouble with the titles, aren't I? And that is from Rosie Plain's wonderful new album. Now, to finish off this second part of the Fence Collective special, we've got a final track from King Creosote. It was released as a limited edition 7-inch from his Flock Like Vulcans album, and it's called Honest as Planet. Don't forget to go to fencerecords.com for more information on all the artists, and I hope that if you haven't heard anything by them before, that these two podcasts will have got you interested. And don't forget, you can find us on iTunes or on the Skinny website or on my own website, which is milomcgolkin.squarespace.com. Thank you very much for having a listen. This is King Creosote.
Esther's plan.